This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Bangladesh today exchanged agreements and renewed multiple memoranda of understanding MOUs in different fields. These agreements include in the areas of digital and green partnerships, maritime cooperation, blue economy, health and medicine, space collaboration, railway connectivity, oceanography, disaster management and fisheries. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. In a press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, Bangladesh is situated at the confluence of India's Neighbourhood First Policy, Act East Policy, Vision Sagar and Indo-Pacific Vision. Mr. Modi added that the world's longest river cruise on the river Ganga between India and Bangladesh has been successfully completed. Besides the first cross-border friendship pipeline, the Prime Minister said India will start e-medical visa facility for people of Bangladesh for medical treatment. In her press statement, the Bangladesh Prime Minister described India as a trusted friend and regional partner. The Union Ministry of Education has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure the transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations by the National Testing Agency, NTA. The seven-member committee, chaired by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, has been tasked with recommending reforms in the examination process of NTA to enhance efficiency and prevent breaches, improve data security protocols, and review the structure and functioning of the agency. The panel will evaluate existing processes, suggest improvements, and define clear roles and responsibilities within the NTA. The committee will also assess the current grievance redressal mechanisms and propose enhancements. The committee has been given 2 months to submit its report to the ministry. The members of the committee include former AIIMS Delhi Director Dr. Randeep Guleria, Vice-Chancellor of Central University of Hyderabad, Professor B.J. Rao, Professor Emeritus at IIT Madras, Professor Ramamurthy K., and Dean of Student Affairs at IIT Delhi, Professor Aditya Mittal. The 53rd GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the council meeting. The previous GST Council meeting was held in October last year, during which amendments were recommended in the conditions for the appointment of the President and members of the proposed GST appellate tribunals regarding eligibility and age. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today held the pre-budget meeting with finance ministers of all states and union territories in New Delhi ahead of the forthcoming general budget. The meeting was attended by chief ministers of Goa, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim and deputy chief ministers of Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana, as well as state finance ministers and other ministers. Russia launched a massive attack on the Ukrainian power grid last night, damaging energy equipment in the western city of Lviv. According to officials, 2 energy workers were wounded in the attack. Officials reported that air defense systems shot down 12 out of 16 missiles and all 13 drones in several regions overnight. This marks the 8th time Russia has attacked energy infrastructure facilities in Ukraine in the past 3 months. Russia has renewed its campaign of strikes on Ukrainian energy targets throughout spring and early summer, leading to frequent blackouts across the country. In tennis, India's Rutuja Bhosle and her partner Fang Rantian of China have clinched the ITF Women's World Tennis Tour in Taipei, Spain this afternoon. The Indo-Chinese duo secured a convincing win over third seeds Alana Parnabi of Australia and Victoria Rodriguez of Mexico in straight sets 6-2, 6-4 in the final. In archery, Indian women's compound team clinched the gold medal at the World Cup 2024 at Antalya in Turkey today. The trio of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami defeated Estonia in the summit clash. With this victory, the Indian team completed a clean sweep this season, bagging all 3 World Cup stage gold medals in the compound team event. In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in their second Super 8's clash of men's T20 World Cup this evening in Antigua. And with that, we end this news bulletin.